Welcome to The Message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler is entitled, A Family Matter. The message from First Christian Church in Lehigh Acres.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Do you think Jesus knew the commandments? He seemed to at least know some. He did quote them. In Luke 18, we hear, "You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother." Well, today's gospel reading seems like Jesus is being contradictory. We are to honor our father and mother. Yet today we hear, "Who are my mother and brothers?" Is that being respectful, honoring his mother? And what about the rest of his family? Shortly after the commandments quote from Luke I mentioned, come these words. "Truly I tell you," Jesus said to them, "no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life." Is Jesus really saying that we should abandon our families? I truly don't think that is the point at all. From what we can put together, Jesus did likely have siblings, although some traditions do say otherwise. But in Matthew 13, we hear this spoken of Jesus. "Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us?" In other places, we also hear of Jesus' brothers and his mother being present. So clearly he did have interactions with his family over the years. The ideas of Jesus' bloodline and family relationships were, of course, a theme of the Da Vinci Code of several years ago. And although that was more concerned with him being married and having children than of really dealing with brothers and sisters. Why then does he today seem to not care about his blood family and seems to almost shun them? I don't think Jesus was trying to belittle the importance of our biological families, but rather he was highlighting the tremendous importance of our spiritual families. Our brothers and sisters in faith are our support system in so many ways. That doesn't mean that our biological families are not also part of that support system, or that they are not a significant part of our lives. They truly are. But it is a different relationship. As we share in our faith journeys, we all become a piece of the framework that we will rely on throughout our lives to see us through the many challenges that we will face. There will be times of struggle and times of doubt, and we will need others to lift us just as we lift them in their tough times. there will be times of joy that we can share together and be strengthened by. That give and take builds us up as a community of faith. Another important part of Jesus' question of who are my brothers and sisters is that we are all to see all people as brothers and sisters in life. We are to treat them as we would treat our own family members, to respect them as having worth and value, because they are children under the same God as we are. Now, that doesn't mean we always agree with each other or all see things the same way. But it does mean that we at least respect the value of every person, regardless of who they are or what type of person they are. People of different cultures, people with physical or mental disabilities, people of vastly different political views are still people, brothers and sisters under God. As brothers and sisters, we are called to be one family. That was Jesus' hope and Jesus' prayer. Sadly, though, our self-pride and our own egos too often get in the way. Jesus said, as we heard in our gospel reading, "A house divided against itself will not be able to stand." That, sadly, has been the situation here at First Christian Church for some time, and has come to a head through the property sale issue of the last several months. Different perspectives of what this church should represent to the community has created a deep division among us. As family, we need to try to talk through our differences and do what we can as Christian brothers and sisters to hear and understand one another. That doesn't mean we all agree. But we all must open our ears and listen. We all, every single one of us, must be open to the fact that we have all played a part in the problems that divide us. If some are going to hang on to a self-righteous feeling that they are blameless and completely in the right, healing will not happen, and the divided house will not stand. The reality is that with the sale contract for our property progressing, this church building may not be standing much longer. And as a congregation, we will have difficult choices to make, including the very real possibility that this may be the time to end our ministry here in Lehigh Acres as First Christian Church. To be clear, nothing is final yet, and things could change. In the days ahead, we may have other decisions to make as the contract progresses, and it is important that these decisions be made in a way that no one feels left out of the process, and that all thoughts be openly shared, truly heard, and respectfully considered. It is possible that our ministry as First Christian Church may come to an end, but that doesn't mean the end of our faith journey. Whether as a family of faith or as individuals, our journeys will continue one way or another. And it is important that we be supportive of one another throughout these difficult days in our life together. That framework of faith continues to support each of us. It is my prayer that we will support and encourage one another in faith, and that as brothers and sisters, we can have our disagreements and at times arguments, but can remain in a spirit of Christian love and mutual respect for one another. For we are brothers and sisters under God. May it be so. Amen. And please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, our future looks challenging. But yet, for those who follow in your path, the future always holds challenges. May we remain faithful followers and live our lives as you would have us, your disciples, live. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to the message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler was entitled A Family Matter. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at firstchristianlehigh.org or contact us at First Christian Church, 2803 Lee Boulevard, P.O. Box 427, Lehigh Acres, Florida, 33970. May the love and peace of Christ be with you.